And I got to tell you, one of the things I love about that, Meg Meeker, the author of The Week, and her book there is the arguments, or I wouldn't even use the word arguments, the information she puts forward in her book, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, 11 Steps Keeping Her Happy, Healthy, and Safe. A lot of the information is information that oftentimes is just attributed to morality or moral decisions. Like, for example, a mother and a father. And I think, oh, well, that's old-fashioned thinking. That's, it's sort of a moral stance. But she's explaining it from an actual results-oriented position, from science, from research. And whatever you believe religiously about the importance of having a man and a woman in a home raising a child, there are very fundamental benefits that come from that that are proven. And so while oftentimes these issues are dismissed as being moralistic issues, there are vast benefits. And that's what she talks about. She's arguing it from the benefit of the child. And she said, all of what I do and talk about, it is from the perspective of somebody whose number one goal is what's best for the child. And I think that that is extremely powerful. Don Luzader's here with the latest news.
And good morning. After getting through our coldest air of the winter today, get ready for another big change. The National Weather Service says you're going to like this one. By Saturday, we'll have temps up to 50 degrees, mid-50s on Sunday, and our warmest day is actually going to be on Monday, with afternoon highs climbing into the lower 60s. Monday is also our next chance for rain. And then, after Monday, it's going to get down into the low 40s again.
So. We now have the supply. We're in the process, though it hasn't started, of giving a new roof and new guttering and everything. And so it's just waiting for these these days to get a little nicer for
it.
So they're all up there. The supplies are up there. You see that. And so I'm looking forward to the nicer weather.
I'm excited about spring this year.
Me too.
I just can't get here quick enough. Three weekends, though. Here's something to look forward to. Three weekends from this weekend. So 3 weeks from Sunday, daylight saving time. We actually have an extra hour of daylight.
Okay.
So that's only 3 weeks
away.
That's
the spring forward.
Spring forward, yeah. That'll come pretty quick. Also today, visitation and a funeral have been planned for tow truck driver Timothy Williams, who died in the line of duty last week. Many are expected to attend this, including a number of first responders from around the area. Visitation will take place from 6 until 8 p.m. Tomorrow night at Greenlawn Funeral Home North in Springfield. Williams' funeral will be Saturday at noon at Freedom City Church. And that is the latest news.
KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. Clouds clearing off today. Our temperatures, they began a little warmer than they are now. They've fallen to 19. That's where we are. May go up a little bit today, but it's not going to get much higher than it is. Tonight, temperatures will drop again down to around 7. Sunny 38 tomorrow, sunny 50 Saturday, and mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 56. We're at 19 now at the KSGF studios. Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. She's very, very good at what she does. And she believes in being there with you from beginning to end. Everyone does things differently. People have different management styles, and it doesn't necessarily mean one is better than the other. It's just different ways of doing things. And some people, when they become very, very good at what they do, they recognize that they can delegate, and in delegating, they can work more people at a time through their employees, their conduits, and so they maximize their time, and then they have more clients. And you do that because you can make more money doing it, and that's perfectly fine way of doing things. Emily Johnson doesn't do it that way. When she partners up with you to either sell or buy a home, that's who you got her. You don't get passed off to someone else. When you call because you have a question, go straight to her office. If she's not in there, it goes from there to her cell phone. Beginning, middle, end. Questions about curb appeal. Questions about staging your home. All of these things that so often will get passed off to somebody else. Emily Johnson, she is your personal advocate, personal assistant through the whole process. So if that's what you're looking for, cannot recommend enough. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. 890-1455. You can also find and like her on Facebook. That's Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. feel like I keep running over something. Lexi Locke with us, Springfield Symphony. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. I have a name tag on today.
I do.
Do you normally when you're in here? I don't.
It depends.
Okay. I don't know that I've recognized it in the past.
Yes.
Do you ever walk around just, you know, in public? Like, that's right. Lexi Locke, everyone.
Oh, no. No.
No, I would. I'd wear that thing around.
No, I went to an event last night, so I already had my name tag on me. And so I was like, well, you know, might as well wear it to Nick Reed this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Might as well. You wear it very well.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. So when you're here, that means we got an event.
That is very true.
Okay.
We do have a concert this weekend, Saturday, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, called American Pictures. And we have quite the program this weekend. Very diverse. But I feel like almost anyone could find one piece that they would want to go for. One of the biggest things is that we have Grammy-nominated violinist Tessa Lark in our midst. She actually performed with us a couple years ago, back in 2017. She played this very beautiful Tchaikovsky violin concerto, very classical, and people were so happy they asked for an encore, and she kicked off her shoes and began playing her violin as a fiddle. And so we learned very quickly of her bluegrass roots, and so we are bringing her back for a concerto that was written specifically with her in mind called Sky by Michael Torkey. It's a bluegrass-inspired concerto. And it's much more difficult than you would think. It sounds like everyone is improvising essentially at the same time, but written down, it looks like a bunch of mathematical equations.
All right.
But it's going to be really beautiful and something, you know, you don't find very often, bluegrass inspired concertos.
Yes. A fusion.
Yes. Good
fusion.
Sorts. Yes. And then we do have Dave and Chris Brubeck's Ansel Adams America, which I don't know if you've heard of before, but essentially it's a piece written based off of Ansel Adams' works. And it actually comes this time with a high definition projector. So we'll be able to project the images that inspired the composition as we're playing the music.
Cool.
And it's going to be really beautiful and picturesque. And then the last thing we're doing is we actually collaborated with Springfield Public Schools, and they've been submitting photos to us for the past several months of Springfield, Missouri. And so we will be playing Aaron Copland's Our Town in a really moving tribute from the students of Springfield, Missouri, about their hometown and how much they love it.
That's a lot.
It's a lot packed in one concert.
Absolutely. So that's Saturday.
Yes.
One performance?
One performance. Yes. Okay. So at 7:30 at Juanita K. Hammonds Hall. And we would love to have you out there. And also, if you're interested in knowing more about the concert, we have Behind the Baton tonight.
Right.
It will be at 5:15 at the Springfield Art Museum. Tessa Lark, our violinist, will be there. So if you
Very
want
cool.
a chance to meet her, now is your chance. And come to the art museum, ask her any questions you have. And Kyle will be talking about the concert. It'll be
Are you
a great
at these
time.
Behind the Batons? Do you go to these?
Yes.
All right. I've assumed, but I thought, well, for any of our listeners that may show up and they hear you and so that they know they can come up and
chat with me.
Chat with you.
Yeah, chat with me and eat some food with me. There's MJ's Market in Delhi there.
Perfect.
And I'm always in love with their food. They're very creative every time they come and serve us. And it's just a really relaxed environment, and you get to listen to some wonderful music.
That's nice. In an intimate setting.
Yes, very intimate setting.
And that is free,
yes,
right? Okay,
yes.
I thought
this
so.
This is a free program.
I never mentioned that. I just assume people know, but
yeah, but it's always good to throw it out there that it is free, not ticketed, and it's like a meet and greet at 5:15, so you can meet and greet with everyone there, and then the actual program will start at 5:45.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
always
you.
Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
I forget that. Is this earlier for you than normal, or is this pretty normal?
It's about the same time.
Yeah, okay.
But I always need a little extra coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I can understand. You have to sound awake.
Yes.
I fake it the first 2 hours of the show.
Hey.
I've gotten very used to it. Thank you very much. Lexi Locke, Springfield Symphony. We'll have all this info up at KSGF.com. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Stay warm.
Will do.
I'm Nick Reed, Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF.